arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, it's great to be a guy who never makes mistakes. Having said that, I'm over in Idaho right now with some folks visiting a mining property that's owned by a company called Premium Exploration. Chatting right now with Del Steiner, and I've asked a couple of my colleagues, Rick Ackerman and Sean Broderick, to pose any and all questions that they would want to Mr. Steiner regarding his company and regarding the property. But, you know, before we get into that again, I want to ask, starting with Rick, to tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your newsletter, Rick's Picks.
Thank you, Al. My background is in trading. I had a seat on the Pacific Exchange for about 12 years, and I put out a daily newsletter that's geared to traders of stocks, options, and commodities, and forecast mainly from a technical standpoint. So I guess if I'm doing my job right, I can tell Dell what the future holds for him.
Tell me what the future holds for me.
Well, I know this year you've had some very interesting successes, and in that the stock had a nice pop in January, and you can see the value there of a little publicity, especially if it's good and it's credible. So I'd be interested in your timeline, maybe for the next 18 months to 2 years or so, just to get some idea of the sort of headlines that are going to move the stock.
Mr. Tongue-Tied Del Steiner, you're going to make sure the microphone is on.
I'm pushing buttons so Al doesn't get mad at me. But, you know, it's difficult in an exploration company to project more than a loose timeline. But the next 18 months for Premium will be focused on this Idaho project. We also have a large project in Montana that we'll be doing some things with, but our focus is this gold project in Idaho that we talked about in the last segment. It's our intent to put together and announce phase four of this drill program, an additional probably 10,000 feet, and this has not gone out to the public, so it's a kind of a loose compilation of thoughts as to what will happen. But while we continue to build ounces on the Friday to go from inferred to measured and indicated, to move them up the schematic that's required to really come up with a ore body, we'll also be doing step out drilling both north and south on this ore grand shear zone to ascertain what kind of mineralization we have over this 3,000 feet of geophysical and geochemical strike that's identical to the Friday we're currently drilling. So we feel that we are financed and can handle that 18 months of ongoing exploration. We don't have that into specific programs yet, but that's loosely what our intent is.
Okay. I want to turn it over to Sean Broderick. Before we do that, though, Sean, I have a question, not a question for you, but what I'd like to do is I want to give listeners a bit of an idea of what you've got about three or four newsletters that you write under the auspices of Weiss Research.
I wasn't going to mention them all, but...
Well, okay. you're more than welcome to mention them all, but let me just say Dr. Martin Weiss began to appear on our show, gosh, probably 3 or 4 years ago, and then after he realized that maybe we were kind of okay guys, he allowed, for lack of better terms, people like yourself and your colleagues to come on the program. But I have nothing but respect for Weiss Research. I think Dr. Weiss is a brilliant individual. I really do. And my question to you is, let's talk about your newsletters real quick and what our listeners can gain from them.
Okay, well, the first one I should mention is my monthly newsletter, Crisis Profit Hunter, which actually started as an idea to actually trade the themes I had in my book. My book was The Ultimate Suburban Survivalist Guide, and I talk about crises that could be coming our way and the way you can prepare yourselves for that. So we invest in things like oil and gold and sugar and food and stuff like that. Hard assets, but I also look for things that pay nice dividends. And that's a theme. It's just been working great. That newsletter started in March. It's just doing very well. And that's the monthly newsletter. This particular this one particular company that we're looking at here is more suited to my small cap newsletter, which is Red Hot Global Small Caps. And I look at small cap and micro cap companies from around the world that show extraordinary potential. And, you know, the stuff we've been talking about here with premium exploration, it's classic for that kind of stuff, where it has a great management team. It has a lot of potential already in the resource it has, and it probably has a lot of upside as well. I mean, they just keep finding more and more stuff. And I also have Red Hot Commodity ETFs, which is trading the commodity market with ETFs. But also people can read me for free every Friday at uncommonwisdomdaily.com. And if you kick around there, you can find my blog, and I write on that every day. And that's just part of what I do.
I've got your book. I've been reading your stuff for quite some time now, and I have to say to folks who are listening to this that Mr. Broderick does a really, really good job. He's a very insightful guy. He's a very just generally a well-rounded individual who has some very, very good ideas. Any questions for Mr. Steiner here?
Yes, I do.
There
actually.
You go. You got it.
My question is, how much cash do you guys have on hand now? Because when anyone thinks about a small company, that's always the thing they think about. And how are you going to raise cash going forward in the future?
We currently have approximately $9 million in the bank. We're spending cash quite rapidly with this drill program, but we have enough to complete the program and comfortably move on through the evaluation of the data we acquire and get prepared for the phase four drilling and probably go on into phase four. The next financing we'll have available is that we have a series of warrants that come due this spring from May into June that comprise another $10 million. Those warrants are going to be well in the money at that point in time, and so we'll do a warrants financing to conclude phase four and move into phase five of our program. That should keep us financed for approximately the next 2.5 years.
So you're really in pretty good shape. And in terms of when you look at the company, the fully diluted number of shares outstanding is around 150 million, if I'm not mistaken. So we don't have to go to the market anymore to raise money. That particular, the fully diluted position includes the warrants that possibly will be exercised, as you say, within the next 9 months or so.
That's correct. And those warrants are held by institutions and large entities that are holders in this game. I call them, they were fairly well hand-selected. I call them cradle-to-grave kind of shareholders who are in for the long haul, looking for the big score, not the quick rollover returns that we often get into with Canadian stocks.
I've got one last question for you. In terms of environmental issues, and I know the answer to this question, but I don't think a lot of our listeners do, Idaho is actually an incredibly mining-friendly state. And you also have some folks who you are involved with who are instrumental in, on the state level in terms of dictating what companies can and cannot do. That leads me to believe that from an environmental standpoint, meeting the regulations, et cetera, that's probably not going to be an incredibly difficult hurdle for you to overcome.
That's correct, Al. And the United States is difficult to do things environmentally in because there are always challenges. But they only can use so many kinds of challenges, and most of them are to force us to use the highest and best environmental techniques, not stop the project. So we feel like we're in as good a shape as we can be environmentally.
There you go. Okay, in the interest of full disclosure, Big Al's going to say a couple of things. Number one, I am not a registered investment advisor. Neither is Sean Broderick, nor I don't believe.
No, and also, yes, no one should buy anything just because they hear about it on the radio.
Oh, I mean,
they have to do their own due diligence.
You took
and like, you know, because that would just be crazy. But I know your listeners are smarter than that. So
thank you very much. And Rick Ackerman is also not a registered investment advisor. We're just telling you about something that we looked at today. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that my wife and I did invest money in premium exploration some time ago. So I am not exactly what you would call unbiased. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to talk with these guys again a little bit about politics. Stick around.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I've asked my friend Sean Broderick to stick around in the studio after the last couple of really great interviews that he took part in. Reason I wanted him to do that is Sean published a book recently called The Ultimate Suburban Survivalist Guide. It sounds like kind of an interesting, you know, when you hear the title, you think, gee, this has got to be one of those crazy things, these way out there things that the people who barricade themselves deep in the woods would have an interest in. But that's not the case at all. This book is very, very straightforward. There is a lot of common sense in it. It took Sean a fair amount. I use the word fair amount differently than some people do. Sean did an awful lot of research on this book. And, you know, I got to tell you, it is well worth reading. Sean, tell us about it.
Well, basically, it's the smartest moves to make for any crisis, whether it's financial, and I deal with all sorts of, you know, financial crises, to the very basics, whether it's food, water, shelter, how to be a smart refugee, what kind of firearms you might want to look into, stuff like that, and all the basic things you really need to know, but also things you can do right now, because this is how to prepare in place. This isn't about moving to a cabin in the woods. It's how to prepare right where you are and the things you can be doing in your life now that will save you money and better allow you to just prepare yourself for all the bad things that could be coming down the pike.
Well, let me ask you a question. In terms of bad things coming down the pike, what are the chances in your mind of that happening?
Well, I lay out a whole bunch of different scenarios, from the power grid really becoming dysfunctional to having a real financial crisis where the U.S. dollar loses value to an energy crisis, food crisis, those kinds of things. The thing is, the more complex our society becomes, the more work we have to put in just to making it stable. And after a while, any society, any civilization hits the downslope. It appears that ours might be doing that right now.
I think it is. If I can just interrupt you for a second. I think it is. You know, traveling up to the mine site yesterday with Rick Ackerman will be in the next segment again, and Ellie Steiner, who's involved with Premium Exploration. You know, we were basically talking about this subject, and you talk about a really, really bad situation in the United States. I think it's right around the corner. And I don't want to be an alarmist, man, but I think that's the way it's going.
Well, I don't really try and put time frames. And here's the thing about the book is, if you just follow the recommendations I have in the book, you can live a better life anyway. Disaster doesn't have to strike for you to cash in and go, aha, I'm prepared when my neighbors aren't. In fact, part of the book is about getting your neighbors prepared, because the better network you build with your friends and neighbors around you now, the much easier it will be to ride out just about anything.
You know, it's an interesting situation that we're in right now. I was reading a copy, again, not for the first time, but I was reading a copy of the Constitution just about a week or so ago, and prior to the actual verbiage in this little pamphlet that I got, prior to the actual verbiage of the Constitution itself, I was reading some very, very interesting quotes from Daniel Webster, George Washington, and John Adams, and these guys all focused on one thing, and what they focused on is they said the Constitution is a marvelous, marvelous plan to follow, assuming that people have moral values and religious values. I'm not sure that that is a very strong, either one of those are a very strong suit in the United States today, Sean. And that's kind of why I'm thinking that we're right around the corner from a big decline.
I think we could be heading for some changes that will just rock people's worlds. Just look at money, for example.
Yeah.
People are used to living on credit, but I think we could go through a series of crises that could put us to a hard asset society where you use things like gold and silver. And I speak about how to invest in those, of course.
Sure.
And smart things you can do there. But we could even see some parts of the country go back to a barter system. And what might you want to have in your house if you had to barter for stuff?
Silver rounds.
Well, that is a good thing to have. But
you bet.
But there are things that will actually be more precious than silver if it comes down to it. Because I love having silver, as you know.
Yeah,
but
so
you
do
can't
I.
But you can't eat silver. And so
what
should you be doing in your larder, in your pantry right now to actually prepare for this kind of thing? That's the kind of stuff the book covers.
I don't know. You know, these are interesting subjects. The subjects that we talk about on this program, you know, with experts like yourself, are things that they never entered my mind 15 years ago. But I have to tell you, after the stock market debacle, at the early part of this century, after the huge run-up in the price of precious metals that run-up has not seen a retreat yet, I'm thinking that people are starting to put more and more people are starting to come into our camp. I really believe that. I'll bet you the number of readers that you have in your various newsletters now has increased dramatically over the past 6 or 7 years.
Oh, sure. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm not sure we're actually to the real bull market in like metals yet.
No, right.
What we've seen is an adjustment
from
a very low level back to a more balanced, you know, account against the paper currencies, which are rapidly starting to lose value. So I think the real bull market will come not when you see people going down to the pawn shop to sell gold, which happens a lot now, yeah. but when people line up around the corner to buy gold, that's the kind of thing we could see happen. But other things people have to think about, for example, most people think they can go down to their corner drugstore and get their medications. If we have a real collapse type event, you won't be able to do that. What are you going to do for your drugs? Because over half of Americans are on some kind of medication or another.
Right.
So I cover a lot of things, for example, that you can grow in your own backyard to really help see you through a rough patch, just till you know, maybe things get more organized again.
How'd you get involved in this stuff, Sean?
I just started becoming more aware of what was going on, and also we had 1 year in Florida where we had three hurricanes in a row, and that showed me how unprepared I was. But even after the second and third hurricanes, I saw people lining up at the supermarket because they never learned from one hurricane to the next that they had to prepare, that they had to put stuff in. So I started to realize that the people around me were not prepared at all. Not at all. And so I was, A, working toward making my own society, my own family more prepared, but also trying to raise the level of awareness of my friends and also the people living on my street. Because you can reinforce your house as much as you want, but if your neighborhood goes down, there's no way you can hold out. You have to get your neighbors involved and organized and ready for whatever. And like, so I had interviews, like with that guy who went through the New Orleans hurricane, who had to swim through filth and stuff like that. Society broke down there in a way that people think they might know from watching TV, but it was actually much, much worse. And a lot of stuff going on that people don't realize. And so that's the kind of thing that can happen. You don't think it can happen to you until it does.
It's happened in virtually every society ever, you know, historically recorded. Okay, in every society, there has always been a breakdown. Now, more often than not, societies will recover from that. But what you're talking about here that I think people really need to realize is recovering is one thing. Surviving during that particular time frame is something that's entirely different. How can people get a copy of your book?
Well, they can find it at ultimatesuburbansurvivalistguide.com, or they can go to amazon.com, type in Ultimate Suburban Survivalist, and they will find it that way.
And I bet you they can also go to Amazon and type in Sean Broderick.
Yeah, they could, but there's no E in my last name, and that always screws people up.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put a link on our website to a website that Sean is involved with, Ultimate Survival Guide. You know, we'll put a link in there. You send a link to our technical department, and we'll put it there if you folks have an interest. And I really think you ought to take a look at this book. Just follow the link, and it will help you learn more about what I think is a very, very important book. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with Rick Ackerman. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hindenburg Effect. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Sean Broderick is a very, very interesting guy. He's a frequent guest on our program, and I have to tell you one more time, click on the link on our website and find out more about this guy's book. I have read it. It is a very, very interesting book. It's not at all the radical thing that you would think it would be, you know, when you look at the title. Anyhow, enough of that. I'm back, as promised, with Rick Ackerman. Rick is a newsletter writer, good friend, very, very astute guy. We were chatting this morning at breakfast over here in Idaho about the increasing press that the Hindenburg effect is getting. This fellow who is behind it is predicting, if I'm not mistaken, a total collapse in the stock market in October. Is that right?
I think it was as early as September.
As early as September. You know, you are much more of a technician and much more market savvy than I'll ever hope to be. Has this guy got anything?
I think he did until everybody started noticing it. You know, the this series of Hindenburg omen signals, I think there have been three of them so far, have been the first, to the best of my knowledge, to have been featured in the Wall Street Journal. And that's, I think, probably the kiss of death for any indicator. When people start to notice and the drumbeat increases and everyone says, well, this market's headed for the big one,
yeah,
you know the big one isn't right around the corner. It's just going to have to wait.
That is an interesting comment on market psychology, because I think that's, you know, that is very, very true. I don't know. I think that the market is going to, I don't want to use the word collapse, because I'm not sure that's going to happen. But I think, as we were talking this morning at breakfast, you know, a drop in the Dow to maybe go down to 6,000 or thereabouts, I think that's very, very possible. And that's why I'm not invested in the Dow at all, in any of the Dow stocks, I guess I should say.
Yeah, that would feel right as rain to me, too. You know, I'm a technician, because
right.
I'm so dumb looking at the market trying to use my brain. I just look at the charts, But to take something a little outside of what the charts are showing, the last couple of weeks we have had horrendous news. You know, the new housing starts were
terrible,
absolutely disastrous. So we've had news on the unemployment front that suggests we're relapsing into the Great Recession.
Yeah.
And so the news environment has been terrible. And yet, they got the market down 133 points one day, and that was well off the lows. It closed 50 points above the lows.
Yeah.
And they had been unable to get the market down. And when you see that, you figure, well, it's going higher.
You know, interesting point, though, last Thursday, August 26th, there were some fairly positive headlines. Jobless numbers all of a sudden not so bad. Mortgage foreclosures, rate of mortgage foreclosures decreasing, et cetera. I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that would construe last Thursday's headlines as being positive. I personally don't. I think you have to look at the magnitude of the specific numbers that they're quoting. I mean, you know, jobless numbers can be down, but, you know, I mean, so what? That can be a totally irrelevant statistic if they're not down significantly. You know, and the same with mortgage foreclosures. I mean, I think you've got to put everything in context, don't you think?
Well, I like John Williams' unemployment figures, really, and he's got us up over 20%. It feels right to me, and you know how much fudging they're doing with the statistics.
Right.
When a million people simply drop off the unemployment rolls because they've given up, that's actually, in a government statistician's way of looking at it, that's a positive because they're no longer part of your statistic.
Right.
But I think one thing that simplified the picture for me as to sorting out the recovery or the facts about the recovery is that there is none, there cannot be one. And we had a bit of a blip in housing because you had an $8,000 tax credit that stimulated buying at the lower end. But really, we're not doing anything right. Everything that we're doing wrong, we're still doing wrong. You know, they basically took the GSEs and turned them into your biggest subprime lenders. And what we had, just to create a mere blip in the housing market, mm-hmm. was stimulus at the low end with the same old business, maybe not liar loans, but there were 0% down the purchasers of homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we got just a little bit of a blip there, and it's over. So whenever I see anything that purports to say that we're recovering, I just kind of set it aside and chalk it up to smoke and mirrors.
Well, I think what's going on here, number one, I want to make a comment on this Hindenburg deal, but getting back to your comment about the smoke and mirrors, you know, consumer confidence is really the glue that's holding our economy together. If everyone believed the same things that you and I and our colleagues believe, then I think you'd see, you know, the beginning of the end economically. Because if people don't spend, if people truly lose faith in the dollar, et cetera, wow, Katie, bar the door. We've got a real problem.
Well, you have to keep in mind, though, that a lot of that spending was financed by credit, and quite a bit of it was collateralized by housing. So whether or not consumers are in a spending mood, the wherewithal to spend isn't there. There's really very little borrowing power. You know, on the direct consumer side with the revolving charge loans, the interest rates have gone up to, you know, close to 15% now.
Again.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, there's the means of spending have been constrained, but also the psychology of spending, which comes in part from this idea, geez, I'm getting rich. I made more money on my house last year than I kept after taxes. So that's not there, and I just don't see the consumer as getting us out of the woods.
What's going to get us out of the woods?
I think we really have to just reckon honestly with the problem. You know, so far we have created a stimulus that didn't stimulate anything at all. The Federal Reserve simply took a lot of toxic sludge off the books of the banking system. So the bank stocks rallied. They're making $4 or $5 billion a year in trading using very sophisticated computer programs. And maybe the trading of that sort is probably the end game. But I think we really have to face the music and get into, as a matter of policy, the federal government should cut expenditures drastically and that means cutbacks of the same drastic sort that you're seeing in New Jersey and also in Virginia.
It's worked in those two states.
Right. Virginia now is actually running a budget surplus, but it took some wicked cuts in Medicaid and education to bring that about. So I think we need to do that and do it to the extent that it even leaves room for some tax cuts.
You know, it's interesting. On the tax cut situation, we talked about it in the first hour of the program. You know, Paul Krugman wrote a very interesting editorial where he basically said, if the Bush tax cuts are extended beyond 2010, that's going to really, he feels that that is really, really negative. But I really don't agree with that because a positive tax, a low tax environment basically stimulates business.
Absolutely. And I think that the average person can take on Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winning economist, and say, well, geez, if my taxes were raised right now, where would I be? And on a personal basis, one-on-one, you look at each household in the country, there's no household that's really going to benefit from higher taxes.
No, there really isn't. You know, I have to tell you guys out there listening in that one of the things that is really makes what I do so much fun for me is you know, in being able to talk with guys like Rick Ackerman and Sean Broderick, Dan Pacini, et cetera, you know, you really, really expand your horizons. And I was a guy, as listeners are aware, who felt that high taxes for folks in our income brackets were just fine. We all needed a help, et cetera, but after talking with these guys and remembering some economic principles from too many years ago when I was an undergraduate at the University of Washington, you know, I'm really firmly convinced that not extending those particular tax cuts is the wrong thing to do. Politically, it's the right thing to do because there's a heck of a lot more people out there, you know, making $40,000 to $70,000 a year than people who are making over $250,000 a year, and those people are going to applaud the you know, the cessation of these cuts. And guess who's going to get the votes? But from an economic standpoint, boy, I really, really am not sure that is the correct thing to do. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's the correct thing to do. Anyway, having said that, I'm going to be right back. Rick's going to be with me along with Sean Broderick and Del Steiner and Roger Wiegand. They're all going to help me wrap the show up. Stick around.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We are originating this show from Clarkston, Washington, right across the river from Lewiston, Idaho. Spent the better part of last week in that area looking at some assets that are owned by a company called Premium Exploration. Devoted a couple of segments of the show to Premium, but, you know, I decided it would be interesting to wrap up the program with the principal, i.e. Dal Steiner, president of Premium Exploration, and some of the folks who attended this particular visit, newsletter writers Sean Broderick, Roger Wiegan, and Rick Ackerman. And I want to throw these guys some questions because I want to prove, I want to show you that these guys are not only very, very competent mining analysts, but they're very, very interesting and well-informed people. They don't know the questions that I'm going to ask them, so I'm going to start out, put Sean Broderick. Sean embarrassed me greatly in Mexico last year on a vine, on a mine visit.
Wine might have been involved.
Wine might have been involved. As I recall, it was tequila, but anyway. Sean, I got a question for you. Roger and I were talking earlier in the show about the impact that Sarah Palin and the Tea Party is having on the Republican Party. Dan Pacini, earlier when we were talking about politics, said that he felt that somebody really credible was needed to really be a voice for conservatives, stating, you know, a credible voice for conservatives, stating what the Conservative Party feels needed to be done in the United States to really get our country back on track. And he felt that perhaps some of the Tea Party folks weren't the best spokespeople around. Give me an opinion on that, will you?
Well, you should know that I'm not a conservative. I mean, I'm probably the only one in the room who isn't. But I'm not a fan of Sarah Palin. I am a fan of some people in the Tea Party, the ones who are honest, but that's a minority, frankly.
Define, I want you to do me a favor, define an honest member of the Tea Party. What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, are you implying that they're not honest people?
People like Dick Armey? No, they are not honest.
Okay.
No, they are people who are the...
And that's in your opinion?
Yes.
Okay.
That is in my opinion and the opinion of probably several of his ex-wives. But the point is that that the people who have seized control of the Tea Party movement, not the people from the ground up, but the ones who have come in with the big money and tried to push it around,
right?
They are the same old politics as usual.
Yep.
People who were in the Bush administration, frankly, and so they are pushing the Tea Party in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people from the ground up, those are people I respect, people who are friends of mine, but they're more honest conservatives, which, of course, means they have no career in politics.
Possibly, at this particular moment on the calendar, they may not have a career in politics. Rick, you're a really bright guy. You and I have had numerous conversations about various international political issues. I got to ask you, man, is the Tea Party doing the Republicans any good?
I think the Tea Party is really still unformed. And as they say, all politics is local. The Tea Party, in the sense of the coverage you're getting from the major news media, are essentially aimed at national issues. But they're not really. I think the Tea Party will have its effect at a local level. And they really provide an organizing point to deal with a lot of the local issues. Every city, state, and county in the country is having very severe budget problems, and I think the Tea Party will have plenty to do just kind of handling things at that local level, which in its turn will generate good candidates for higher office.
Okay, but on the national level, you're saying you don't really think they're a force yet. Is that correct?
No, they are, but nobody knows exactly what kind of force. You know, they haven't surfaced in an election yet, so we can't say, well, they swung the election to this candidate or that candidate. So no one really knows who they are. They're just kind of a lightning rod at this point, and you either hate them or you love them.
Yeah. I don't know. I have an interesting feeling about that. I don't want to say I hate them. I don't want to say I love them. I agree with you to a very large extent, but I am firmly convinced that as a conservative, we need spokespeople who are very well informed. And not to say that the Tea Party folks aren't, but we need people who are, I would have to say, mainstream conservatives who can truly express the direction that I and they, I would assume, believe the country needs to go in. Dell, what's your opinion?
I would be more of a proponent of Rick's position than Sean's, because we all know that the liberal national press has spun the Tea Party as negatively as they could possibly spin it.
And I have accredited, to say, perhaps a lot of what I just said stems from a lot of the interviews that I've watched over the past 6 or 7 months.
And I can say that my impression of the Tea Party and my involvement with people in the Tea Party is that there are about 200 divergent small groups of Tea Partiers in the U.S., all with different goals and ideals, a lot of which are Democrats. So there's a lot of conservative Democrats in the Tea Party movement. It is just not the conservative liberal or conservative Republican wackos that the national press has attempted to make it out to be.
But that's exactly what they're saying. Every time this subject comes up with some of my friends, some of my left-wing friends, they're simply saying, these guys are a bunch of wackos, okay? I hate to see that connotation given to intelligent conservatives, and that's what they're doing.
But we can't beat that at the level of the national press, Al. These small groups have to be instrumental in electing bona fide people who think like they think in this next election and not worry about what the national press says. We get caught up in the national press, us conservatives are going to go by the wayside. So we do not have a spokesman at this point in time, and that's a good thing. Nor do we have an announced agenda at this time, which is a good thing. If you remember Newt Gingrich's Contract for America, it came out in late September. The liberal press went absolutely bonkers, off the wall, crazy over what he was saying we were going to do. But it won the election in 94. In Bill Clinton's presidency, and what they're going to do this year is going to do the same thing.
You think that is? Yeah.
I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. And a couple of leaders are going to come forward as conservatives who aren't going to be who a lot of people would expect them to be, but are going to be very well received people, some governors, et cetera.
You know, I think you've got a really good point. You know, Roger and I were talking earlier in the show about this issue. We were talking specifically about Mrs. Palin. And again, I have to stress, those were opinions, though they are not to be construed as facts. But, you know, Raj, a lot of people are saying that come November of this year, we're going to see a big, you know, landslide over to the right in terms of the elections. I got to tell you, man, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm not persuaded it's going to happen either. I think that there's a good chance that the Republicans are going to win the House, probably, if they do, by a slim margin. Dick Morris was saying that they're probably going to win the Senate, too. I don't think that's true. And some of the really important people in the Democratic Party who are supposed to be at risk in this election, I think will be reelected once more, some of the leadership of the Democratic Party, much to the chagrin of the Republicans.
Sean, you made a really interesting comment there. You were saying much to the chagrin of who?
Much to the chagrin of the Democrats. There are many people who are in Democratic positions of power that I don't want to see there. And one thing that has been brought up from this that I would like to bring up is there isn't really a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. There's one big money party, and they rotate figureheads in front of us. And when you talk about the liberal media, go jump in a lake. There isn't a liberal media. There's a media that's the lapdog of the big money party, and they will trot out whatever circus they think will distract you long enough for them to steal more of our money. So, no, I don't agree with any of that. And I think that if you're talking about conservatives, you have to find better representatives than Newt Gingrich and Dick Morris, who have to be two of the most vile people ever to walk on the face of the earth. So there.
I need a real thank you from Sean Broderick, and I know he's not willing to do that, but Sean used to be a real wallflower. Sean never had an opinion. He was afraid to come out and give an opinion, and I convinced him to take some Dale Carnegie courses and join Toastmasters. And you know what, buddy? It worked. No question about it.
You're all choked up over it. I can see that.
I'm all choked up over that. Yeah, that's what the coughing does. Del Steiner, you got the final word, buddy. Where are we going to be in November?
In November, I agree with Roger that we are not going to have the kind of landslides that a lot of people are talking about. And in fact, we are going to be better off without that, because that would meet Obama's purpose of having a crisis to deal with and create gridlock to save his presidency for the next 2 years.
It's going to be an interesting time. You know, we've had a lot of fun doing this show. It's been great. The weather over here in Idaho has been wonderful. It is a beautiful state. It's a mining-friendly state. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.